That raises an important point. What is CHIA doing about what's most important to accreditation?
We've done several things over the last couple years. First, to readily understand our focus, I would urge our listeners to go to the CHIA position paper on our website, CHIA.org, where we identify three goals as appropriate accountability. That's the frame we've put around them, where we've said protecting students, paying more attention to innovation, and addressing the strengths of accreditation are vital going forward, not only as we address federal policy, but also as we think about the future of accreditation and sustaining its viability and its credibility. In our position paper, we've identified federal law, regulation, and practice. We want to see change so that we can realize this goal. Federal policy has a significant impact on accreditation. It can get in the way of what we're trying to do, or it can help with what we're trying to do. For example, one of the things that we advocate in the paper and generally is to streamline the federal oversight of accreditors so that they have more freedom to provide leadership and innovation and accountability. We've also, in an effort to address these issues, have revised our own recognition policy. We're the only non-governmental organization in the United States that reviews accreditors for quality based on our standards. We are the private sector analog to the federal recognition process. And in the revision of that policy, we have placed a primary emphasis on accountability, on transparency, on student learning outcomes as central to evidence of quality and innovation.